Welcome to Hearsay, KBIA's community storytelling project. It's your stories, told here. Hearsay goes to community spaces like
the library,
the grocery store,
the bus stop,
the waiting room, and invites people like you to tell us their stories about
family,
learning,
faith,
loss,
and growing up.
Today, it's your stories about learning, told on MU's campus. Cameron Range told us that he's learned the most from an important guy in his life, his dad.
So my freshman year of high school, I was playing baseball, and I was trying out for the high school team, and I got cut. And it was really tough. I beat myself up over it, and it was a tough time in my life. And so I was talking to my dad about what I should do, and I think probably one of the smartest words I've heard of anyone really is to focus on the positive. And work on the negative. So focus on what's going good right now, but at the same time, work on the things that are bad and not worry about it. But he has a lot of good life lessons. He's really smart. Our personalities kind of clash, but at the same time, he's been through a lot and has a lot of experience in his life, so.
Takiya Gaines says she's learned about psychology from her classes and also from a little bit of TV watching.
I just like to study the brain and stuff mostly, but I want to study like the interactions and then bring in psychology, like why people are the way they are, why they think the way they think. It's gonna sound really weird, but when I was watching TV and I like Law and Order, so there's a psychologist on there. He was like studying why people are the way they are. He was trying to help them figure out the case, and I was like, I want to do something like that. I want to know why people act crazy sometimes, and that it seems a little weird. Like my brain wants to study other brains being weird. Maybe I'm weird, I don't know.
We found Roger Netherton taking a break from playing his fiddle outside on MU's campus. He told us the story of how he learned to play it.
Well, since I'm sitting here with an instrument, I guess I'm inclined to tell a story related to the kind of music that I play,
okay. Which
is called old time. It's sort of what bluegrass came from, and it's full of thousands of tunes that old people have passed down to their grandchildren, who passed down to their grandchildren, and now we have these tunes, and no one ever writes them down, so we just have these people who are still alive have taught us. And that's sort of what old time is about. It's about carrying on some kind of tradition. Well, there's a tune that I learned from a guy who I play with in St. Louis. The way that I would learn it is he would just play it, and I'd try and play along, and then we just do that until it works, which only takes a few times through.
Do you want to play it for us?
Sure.
Thanks for listening to Hearsay. For more stories from around the area, go to kbia.org/hearsay, H-E-R-E. To find out where we'll be next, follow us at Hearsay KBIA on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Abigail Keel with producers Hope Kerwin and Tori Ross.